You remember a time, like you talked about the lorries there, you remember a time when there weren't many vehicles on the road, Paddy, like the first couple of cars and lorries
the
or
first,
whatever?
The first couple of cars, the first couple of cars that were here, I don't remember it, but he was a man named McCooch bought one, had one, and then Lord Leitrim, he was the next man in a car. Charles Clemens, I would say, but he'd be only a young man at that
he'd
time.
He'd be fourth there, like...
Aye, he'd be the fourth or the fifth,
yeah.
Aye. They had cars, and this Robert McCooch had a car, and then everyone got cars then after that, you know. But during the war years, there were lorry and turf, you see, and the Lost Woolley had a lorry, and so had Russell to Ballyhair. They had a man driving there called Jim McTaggart, and he was taking down turf.
Down, you know, from here too?
From a place called Minahoo, Lost Salt, Tulla, all over round down to the bottom and round here.
Driving it to St. Johnson? Or?
No, no, they were coming here. Turf would be cut for home use, you know.
Right. Okay.
But McKayley and them, those men, and that chatted from West Donegal to St. Johnson during the war years. And sometimes then there would be the train would, when the train was coming into Greaslaw, going to Bottenport, she'd stop on a Sunday along the line, and there'd be big stacks of turf too, and you'd get so much to fill every carriage. And they went to St. Johnson, you know.
Carriages of turf, yeah.
Carriages of turf, yeah. You got so much for filling them. I remember the heaps of turf when I'd go to my mother along the line, and a lot of fellas then would get a few shillings for filling them, you know.
For a carriage load, yeah.
Aye,
yeah.
For like they were just open carriages, you know,
yeah.
Kind of crits on them like a lorry, you know. And then they used to take, they were scattering turf from a place called, do you know where Castle Nagar is?
I do, yeah.
Well, they were scattered turf from there to a big stack there at the barrack. And there were a stack there, it would be about, I don't know, many hundred yards long. And that stuff was used for council purposes, for breakers, for breaking stones and rolling roads and one thing and another. And some of that turf that they were taking from Minahoo and there went to the Phoenix Park in Dublin, you know. But there were a lot of men had lorries at that time, you know, and they were carting stuff from West Donegal and from these hills up here. The soldiers used to be there from Fanar cutting turf during the summer months.
Where were they, Paddy?
They were up on Minahoo cutting the turf, the soldiers during the war years, you know.
Right, from Fanar Camp.
Fanar Camp, aye. And they had that big tents up there, and then there were people cooking, you know, and they'd done the cutting, and they'd done all the cutting and working the turf, and then there were men, local men paid, you got 6 or 8 shillings a day with a donkey and creel sticking out turf to a big stack, and then the lorries then would collect the stack of turf and take them to St. Johnson, you know.
Did you work on that?
Never, no. I never worked at it at all.
Not driving or anything?
No, no, not in later years. It was in later years that we started, during the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, they were...
I never heard of the soldiers now working and.
Aye, the soldiers worked there. Yeah. They did. And I remember them coming down to get a yard marching in the evening from Minahoo, and that's a bit but above Glen. And they were cutting turf there, and they had tents up there on the flats, and suppose they got drinking, they got their grubs, their grub went up to them, you know. Oh, aye, there were dozens of them in it. There were a big fella down in Dewey, they called Charlie John Argyll. And he was telling me that he was in it at the cutting of the turf. And he says, you would cut them, and he says, there'd be men holding them. And oh, he says, they spent the summer there. Well, the weather was good too, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Different to what it is now.
Oh, completely.